All right, in the name of Lord Jesus, I studied the book of Genesis with us in this NYTS. We are going to have 10 hours to study Genesis. And this only allow for the first part. So Genesis is very important book. But in the past, we didn't actually studied. So we may overview the book, or some may study the characters, but not really study this book thoroughly. But on the other hand, this book is so important. It's the first book. It contains so many messages which we have no idea what happened, but we have to accept it through faith. By faith, we know what happened, and we can see through how God prepared salvation since from before the foundation of the earth and the heaven. And so, we do our best. In 10 hours, hope we can finish the first 11 chapters before going to the character, Abraham. So, the following year, next year, we may study the second part. Okay, so name of the book, Genesis. In the beginning, this is in the Hebrew. Very beginning, actually, this book doesn't have a name because this is the first book. So in the beginning, later it's in the beginning, 在起初. And then when the Hebrew Bible being translated into Greek, now the Septuagint Bible, which is in Greek of the Old Testament, give the name Genesis. So that's how nowadays most of Christianity adopt this name as the book, the first name, the first book in the Bible. So, in this book, it contains so many origins of the many things. So, in the first chapter, actually, the first verse already mentioned God create heavens and earth, right? So, this is the beginning of the universe. God said, Bible defined, where does the heaven and earth come from? And in chapter 1, we also see how the life start. So it's the original form of life. God made it. In chapter 1, we also see how God created human beings. The first man make out of dust of the ground. And God call it, right? A man out of dust. And in chapter 2, we see how God create Sabbath for us. This Sabbath on the seventh day. So in Bible, we see how God make the first Sabbath purposely for human being to have rest. In 6 days, human being must need to labor, work harder. But on the seventh day, God separate and embrace this day. So this is the first Sabbath. In chapter 2, we also see how God create the first marriage. Allowed the man to form his own family. And we see how God gave the first man the first commandment. Okay. So after Adam broke the commandment, then sin entered into the world. So we'll see a death appear. So this is all in chapter 2 and chapter 3. In chapter 3, we see how the prophecy being made. God already prophesied what happened. The descendants of Eve, the woman, will have an important mission to complete. So they prophesied about human's life on the earth because of sin. And we can see how God prepared his salvation. So this is a revelation of the salvation in chapter 3. We will see it. In chapter 4, we see how in the human society, the first murder happened. It took place in the first family. So between brothers, just the older one, those one with bad temper kill his own brother. And in chapter 4, we also see how a human civilization being formed, and it become very prosperous from human perspective. So we can see how men actually use their wisdom to create things from what they have received from God. So humans are very different from animals. Human beings can create a lot of ideas, new things, to make their own life happy. Okay, so this is why, from the very beginning, we already know, humans already looking for entertainment because they consider life too boring. It's just working and then it seems not enough. Right? So entertainment appears. And then in chapter 5, we see how the scripture describes a lot of genealogy. So we want to know where we come from. So from the genealogy, we can track back to the first human being. And we can see how God created all things. And chapter 6, we see how the destruction of the world, the first world, in the era of Noah. From chapter 12, we see how God purposely select a person called Abraham. And eventually, from his descendants, form a nation. It's a kingdom. God wanted to form a kingdom of priests, a kingdom of priesthood. So this election actually is to pave a way for Jesus to come. So down the road, many years later, thousands of years later, the Savior will appear in front of people. And in chapter 4, we also see how the first offering and worship, because the second generation, Cain and Abel, sons of the Adam and Eve, they start to offer sacrifice to the Lord. They must learn from somewhere, otherwise they have no idea what they're supposed to do. Okay, so chapter 11, we see how the countries and the language being divided. So people scattered on the face of the earth. So many different cultures, languages, nations. So this is what we are living in this society. All different, different varieties, different people, different culture. All are very abundant. If we from the varieties, we see how many people are so different. Then we see how at the end, we see how the children people of God, came down to Egypt. And let's prepare a way for the Moses to lead the Israel people out of Egypt and then open up the history of his Israelites, out of the whole nation, out of Egypt. Okay, so this is the the book, we overview what we are going to study. But of course, this is the first part. We only cover probably the first 11 chapters only. Okay, the author, Moses. Different theory, different calculation, give the years may vary. So some scholars consider Moses is from 1592 BC to 1472, because we know Moses lived for 120 years, right? But another calculation, they consider Moses way a little bit about 200 years later. So it depends on the how people view at the history. So this is a reference. All have their support material to say, to proclaim, yes, this is the year when the Israelites, that they come out from Egypt. So basically, it calculates back according to the event, because people can only know the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. They can track back when the king then ruled in the Egypt. And because this is historical fact, so from the historical record, can track back the Israel people, they came out from Egypt, go into the wilderness. So that's how they calculate. So Genesis records from the beginning of the heavens and earth to the event around 1800 to 1700 BC. So the end of the Genesis is Joseph. Joseph, his coffin, he died in the Egypt. And his body has been just like a mummy put into the coffin, right? Waiting for his descendant to carry it out of Egypt. He's still waiting there to be buried in the land of the Canaan. So this is the back to the year about 1700 BC. So how could Moses know the history so many years before him? If you consider Moses and then the year of the time of the Joseph, it's about, you know, hundreds of years gap. So from Exodus, we know God called Moses onto Mount Sinai, and then God revealed things to him. So there is only one possibility, which is God revealed the whole thing to Moses. Otherwise, no man, no human being have idea what happened before. Right? So God purposely revealed this fact regarding to our human life, the origin of all things, to Moses, and asked him to record. So this is important from God's revelation. And also, in the book of Genesis, we see how Bible specially record some of genealogy. So we can see how Moses, when he grew up in the palace of Egypt, he already knew he is a Hebrew, right? So among the Hebrews, they have a lot of the stories being circulated among the communities. So this is how Moses also received some of the we can see how his family passed down from the orally. The story has been passed down from generation to generation. So if we see the source of information, is how come Moses know this ancient event? First, from God's revelation. So God talked to Moses face to face, plainly. Not through dreams or visions, right? No, God said in Numbers 12, verse 8, God talked to Moses. This is a very direct saying, not just like the prophet. God revealed something to them through dreams or vision. No, God talked to Moses. And second, we know the documents passed among the Israelites. So in the book of Genesis, let's turn to this resource so we can see how God said, huh? Verse 1, huh? Chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, verse 3. This is the first section. Because this is how we cut it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heavens and the earth. So, if we compare the chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the days that though God made the earth and the heavens. So it's just like you will see you all have a similar description about what happened next. So chapter 2, verse 4, and then chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that God created man in the likeness of God, make him. Okay, so this is a similar description. Until you can see chapter 6, verse 9. Chapter 6, verse 9. Again, this is about Noah. These are the generations of Noah. Okay. Chapter 10, verse 1. Chapter 10, verse 1. Now, these are the generation of the sons of Noah. You continue. Down to... You don't have to copy. In the end, I will send it to you. Okay. No need to copy everything. Then you just forget to think about what you are learning. Yes? I preferred after that. Because this is what we learn in the class. Okay? So you don't have to study. You have to study the scripture only. You don't have to look at the note. Yes, Lisa? For me? The 11? You mean 11? 11 means there's the documents. These are documents. Because you will see this is, for example, chapter 6, verse 9. Right? These are the generations of Noah. And then following, just mention about generations after Noah. So it's just like a recording, a fact, right? History. So how this book, you can see all 11 sources put together. It's a special arrangement, actually. Yes. Understand? Okay. Theme. When we study Genesis, we are not going to only view it as a history, to know the history of creation. No. Genesis is talking about salvation and God's election. Because we will see how sin entered into this world, make the human being. He's supposed to be the son of God, but unfortunately end up become a sinner. And God created from the very beginning, He saw it. Oh, it's beautiful. It's good. But sinner is no good. So God had to dissolve this problem. He already had a salvation plan to save all the humankind. So we see how in the beginning, God already prepared this salvation for everybody. So the beginning, the universe, and the all creation. We know what how God made it, who made it, God, right? And then the downfall of man and the judgment of sin. So we can see how God said the date. If you eat it, then you surely die. And on the days of Noah, then the flood just came, right? And destroyed everything, except those who in ark. So God chose men to be his people and then establish his kingdom. So God preserved the descendant of righteous. So Noah's descendants mean also blessed. So from descendant of Noah, then Abraham was elect. So about God's salvation, God prepared a hidden grace under his righteous judgment for sinners. So when Adam and Eve were cast out from the garden, if you look at the chapter 3, verse 23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to tear the ground from where he was taken. Before God sent him out, in verse 21, unto Adam also, to his wife, did the Lord God make coat of skins and clothe them. Okay, so God clothed them with skin, which is from an animal. Okay? So this is how God actually makes this tunic of skin to them. So this is a salvation. God already put his love under it. Eventually, we will see how God execute his plan. So when the flood destroyed the world, God commanded Noah to build the ark, only one ark. So preserving the righteous. So we can see how God actually crossed Adam and Eve. They are sinners. But God sent them away. Send them away. You circle the name, the word, send them away, not cast them out, actually. Send them away. So eventually, God will receive them back. Okay? And then God asked Noah to build the ark. Okay? Because he said Noah separate himself from the rest of the world. So God chose Abraham among all people, established the kingdom of God for a people belonging to him. So God created a nation specially say, this is my kingdom. This is my people. So in Deuteronomy, we see how God said his special love this group of people. Those who have been elected, this is a big blessing. We cannot question, say, how come God doesn't choose others? This is his own authority. Those who have been elected, selected, have to show, must be very grateful, appreciated, because now they belong to God. They belong to King, the Creator. Okay, so this is, actually, we will see how God from the beginning already prepared the salvation of Jesus Christ. He will save us. And then he died on the cross. So theological lessons to learn. When we study this book, we are supposed to learn at least these few things we must know. After thoroughly study Genesis, we must come out a very clear, a very firm belief there is only one true God in the universe. There is none besides him. Only this one true God. He's almighty. He created all things, including myself. My life comes from him. So he is the creator of the world, this world, and all that is in this world, all things, everything come from him. Okay, so this is the first. He is the only one true God. And then we have to also understand man is created in his image, in his own image. So more noble than others creations. No other besides human being, God called this creature, so it's my son, no, only to Adam and his descendants. So as human being, we are special. We must live out this image. So image of God. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. I believe you know this verse. Ephesians chapter 4, 24. You're talking about righteousness and holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, 24. Read yourself. The third, the wages of sin is death. So once Adam sinned against God, he was separated from his creator. This only one true God. And the end was death, physically and spiritually. So when Adam and Eve, they broke the commandment. Spiritually, when they at the moment, shame come in. So they mean separated from the life of God. Spiritually, actually, they just divide. But physically, years later, eventually, Adam and Eve also die. So return back to dust, to ground. We only know how many years Adam lived, right? But how about Eve, his wife? Bible doesn't record how many years of Eve, right? We only know about Adam. But you can imagine, maybe longer, according to the phenomena right now, sister usually live longer, right? So when we say the longest person live on the earth, say who and how many years? Yeah, 969, Matusalah, right? But this is according to what Bible say, only for men. But how about women? Right? Nobody knows. So this is just a reference. Sometimes we make a conclusion too fast. We don't consider there's a lot of hidden part that God didn't tell us. But this is we have to always understand. Okay. So genealogy, if we use the time to calculate the history of human being, also is assumption, remember. This is not the key. It's only assumption. God proactively saved man from sin through selecting Abraham and his descendant to accomplish God's plan for salvation. So in the book of Genesis, we will see the salvation plan. From beginning, this plan seems a little bit, furry. We don't see that clear. But year after year, until Abraham, and then to Isaac, to Jacob, to Joseph, we see more clear. We will see how God arranged it, actually, according to his timing. So everything will take place in God's time. Then we see how his kingdom is established. And then eventually, Jesus came to establish his spiritual kingdom to save the all humankind. Those who believe will be accepted. So in the Genesis, the selection is only an example to prepare the salvation of Jesus Christ. So that's why from the first book to the end, the entire Old Testament and New Testament, the central character is Jesus Christ. The main theme of the entire Bible is salvation. Always remember, it's talking about salvation. How we can receive this salvation is the key. We have to know it. So if we read the Bible, but end up we cannot hold fast the salvation, then it will become vanity. So let's think about the relationship between Genesis and Exodus. Genesis, if we consider the author is Moses. So Moses, his life specially preserved by God. God wanted to use him to lead Israel out of Egypt. And then in the wilderness, God called him up to mountain and then revealed all things to him. Right? So for Moses, the Israelites, they know about so-called Torah, the law, the commandments. But Moses, in his writings, actually he wanted to make people understand how come this group of people, they end up come out of Egypt. So the entire things actually trail back to the Genesis. Okay, so Genesis describes the origin and the downfall of the old creation, while Exodus describes how God saved his people. So Genesis, this is how it ends with a coffin in Egypt, right? In chapter 50, this is the body of Joseph. But Exodus ends with the glory of the Lord filled with the tabernacle. So you see how these two books actually link together, associate together. When we study the book of Genesis, we have to continue to study the Exodus to see the whole picture. Okay, so it's very important. These two books associate together. If Moses was the author of Genesis, he used this book to track back the event that result in the Exodus of Israel. Okay? So, in NYTS, we probably study Genesis only. But for Exodus, usually, we study in PMVP. So, hope after you finish NYTS, you can continue to join PMVP. To know more about Bible, to prepare yourself, be ready, being sent out to preach, to practice what we learn. So without the redemption event of Exodus, there would not be the Torah. So this Torah is law, Mosaic law, right? Because of the Exodus. So the starting point of the Torah, this Mosaic law, is not the creation of the world, but the momentous event of Exodus. So from this redemption perspective, we can see how Genesis actually talking about God's law, why God gave the commandment to the Israelites and all his requirement for what? So the original actually is God's salvation. But God prepared all his people to understand what happened. Why it ended up in like this, right? Let's do the outline. The outline of the Genesis. Four major events from chapter 1 to chapter 11. Four events. From 12 to 50, the four main characters: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. It's very clear, clear cut, two sections. So next year, we will study the second part of NYTS. Prepare yourself. Come to join the next year NYTS. The four event: creation from nothing. So chapter 1 and chapter 2, creation. Everything comes from nothing because God says. So the beginning of everything, this is two chapters. From chapter 3 to chapter 6, downfall from sin. This is human, how humans sin against God. And they end up, God have to judge the whole world. Only preserve those who are righteous. So the process of sin, how sin enter into the world, and how come people end up, they have to be sent out from the Eden, the Garden of Eden, to become corruption, and then they return back to the dust. The third event is building the ark for the destruction of the world. So from chapter 7 to chapter 8, chapter 9, this is the big event. This three chapters all talking about the great flood. So this is the judgment of God for sins. So we see how the wages of sin end up is death. The fourth event, the language confused and the nations divided. So chapter 10, chapter 11, after the flood, among the descendants of the Noah, many years, many generations later, they forgot God's will. They wanted to only unite together as one big family, gather all together to enjoy life. Totally forgot what God said. So end up, they want to glorify their own name. So that's how God just confused them, right? So through God's work, that's why language is divided. So many different languages. How many languages right now? Do you know? It used to be thousands. But now, the major language, which as a numerous people still using, maybe about 600. But more than 2,000, about 2,060 languages still in use. Different dialogue, right? You know, some language with word, with word writing, some doesn't. Okay? So, four characters. And each main character all also have a someone, just like a minor character, associate, 配角. You know the support, the support character, right? So Abraham, from chapter 12 to 25, and we will see how Lot pair with Abraham. Abraham is father of faith. From 26, 27, is Isaac, but Ishmael associated with Isaac. And Isaac, he is the son of promise. Son of promise. Chapter 28 to 36, Jacob. And Esau pair with Jacob, twins, right? They are twins. Jacob, he is a renewed man. His life actually renewed. Through God's training, God trained him, made him become the prince of God, son of Wangzi. So Jacob is important. So the Israel, they are descendants of Jacob actually. Right? So that's how we learn from Jacob to renew our life. You know, we may just ignorant about God's work, but through by reading Bible, we see how God works in our individual life. from 37 to 50, talking about Joseph and then his brothers, his 11 brothers. This is all together. So this a nation, a blessed people, this whole group, the descendant of Jacob. Okay, this is the second part. So attitude, when we study Genesis, these attitudes are very important. We cannot read from the perspective of Greek philosophy. So don't treat Genesis just like a myth or a story. No. Second, not from the science angle to view it as a scientific record. So don't use chapter 1 to question about how come God is this way? Is this real? If we study long further, we know, yes, this is God's work. But you cannot treat it as a scientific record, say, oh, this is how God arranged it. It makes sense. Logically, no. You will only find it non-logical. Okay? Genesis wasn't written in the language of science or philosophy. Always remember. He's talking about salvation. Genesis tells us who is the creator of all things, including humankind. And it describes who, when, how of the creation. The main focus is the relationship between God and all of his creation. We have to know he is the one to do all things. So this is important. So when we study the Genesis, we will see, wow, actually God loves us so much. With faith and submission. So creation in chapter 1 is something that man is unable to completely understand. Always remember, God said, and it just appeared, right? By God's word only. So by faith, we know it is. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, we know. So faith and submission. This is a submission is a key. Don't try to challenge God. Say, how come you do this way? Maybe there's another way. No way. With humility, Genesis can open our eyes to see who we are, and we will learn to be humble. Once we recognize we are elected people, we are so grateful. So it isn't just a recording of historical event, but it reveals the nature of God and his plan. God loved humankind so much. He cannot allow the human carry his own image, always being a sinner and end up to eternal destruction. He wants to save us out of this hopeless. With thanksgiving, see the love of God in all events. We see how God specially arranged all the events. So in chapter 50, verse 20, this is what Joseph talked to his brothers. Right? God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive. So God's purpose always good. At this moment, we probably don't recognize yet. But at the end, we have acknowledge, yes, God's plan always the best. We see it, then we will just appreciate so much. Yes, God, you love me so much. With a heart to pursue spiritual growth, follow the good example of the ancient saints. So Hebrews 11 to 22, we see he used a lot of these witnesses of the faith to encourage us. This is what we're supposed to pursue after. Okay, so I believe this is the introduction. Okay, so in the evening we will study the first event. Okay, let's pray in silence.